This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Another hour from the Petroserve USA studios, where we have everything but the homemade, home cooking, grab and go lunches. We have the signs, we have the studio, we have everything else, but where are we going to go today? Maybe Valley City, edge of 292 for some beef tips and gravy, or scalloped potatoes and ham. Have you ever had a scalloped potato meal that wasn't just like, oh.
Yeah, right?
That's comfort food.
Exactly.
It's so good. It's unbelievable. Don't tell anybody, but I usually push the ham off to the side. Just not a ham guy. Yeah, I don't. I'm a beef guy. I'm a beef guy. The sausage
potato.
I'm going to
tell Joe Easy said that, by the way.
Well, he'll be okay because I do like the sausage potato. Yeah, so we get a little sausage in there. Yeah.
Okay.
And
part of the pig.
Harwood. Location has that, I-29, north of Fargo, sausage potato on special today. Tater Tot Hot Dish at the I-29 Fargo 12th Avenue North location. And West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Salisbury Steak. There's good food at every Petroserve USA Valley Dairy location. Like the 4-for-$4 deal, the single topping personal, or the breakfast pizza, two fresh baked cookies. You get those for a little later on in the day if you do the breakfast pizza. Oh, they're so good. 20-ounce fountain drink or coffee if you like. Four items, $4. That's the best deal in town, for crying out loud. Been that price forever. 4-for-$4 special. Really good deal. I'd go for a caramel roll if I was in a Valley Dairy location, too. But they have those at other Petroserve USA locations, too. So good stuff. Petroserve USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. And you own. You're the owner. That's right. Okay, 8 past the hour. We did continue with Dinesh D'Souza. We have this entire hour open, by the way, to find out what's on your mind, but we're going to finish our conversation with Dinesh D'Souza from last segment. We had a number of calls come in, and some texts come in at the last minute we wanted to get in. We didn't get to everybody, but we got a few of those. So we'll continue with that, and then we'll welcome your calls, questions, and comments on any of this at 855-200-1776. That's the 24/7 line, or 800-228-0550. You can text me always at 367-2054, Todd's at 226-8503. All right, is it Steve? Steve in Fargo, question for Dinesh D'Souza. Go, Steve.
Yeah, I like what this guy has to say. He's definitely put a lot of thought into it and appreciate it. The one thing I got to add is, you know, you're saying that they're intimidating us, and I have a lot of friends that are saying, oh, don't make waves, and, well, I make waves, so I don't really care. But one problem that I don't hear a lot of people talking about, quite frankly, is the DAs and the judicial system are backing these people, and they're going after people that would go up against them, and that's the big fear. That guy that got that shot the people that were attacking him for when he was trying to stop and take down the statue in California, I think it was, they arrested him, but they didn't arrest the four people that were beating him with skateboards. They didn't charge them people. So it's like they have a protective shield around them. And I don't know how that can be addressed or if that's addressed in your book or not. I know we have a DA over Moorhead that she's totally out of control in that manner. But nothing's getting done about her either. So just wanted to say thanks for everything you said. Still there?
Yes. I think what's going on here is you've kind of unveiled the true meaning of what the left means when they say defund the police. They're not actually trying to get rid of the police. They're not trying to set up a society where if their homes are invaded and they call 911, no one's going to come. No, that's not their goal. Their real goal is to turn the police into a politically correct police force. They want the police police to be instruments of the leftist agenda. So when they want to smash things, they want to smash, the police will look the other way and let them act above the law. But they can then sick the police on us and get us, sometimes for real offenses and other times for made-up offenses that are simply offenses against what they believe. So I think this is their insidious plan with the police. Ultimately, they want to do to the police what they kind of did to the Boy Scouts, which is make them a propaganda arm for the left.
Appreciate the call, Steve, a bunch. Texter says, could you ask Mr. D'Souza if he thinks Obama is behind any of this, community organizer and all?
Obama, I think, is behind pretty much all of it. I mean, certainly the deep state gangsterism. Who do you think gave the order? I mean, do you think that Comey and Strzok and Mueller and all these guys acted on their own, Lisa Page? No. Somebody told them to do it. And, in fact, Lisa Page said in one of her texts, she goes, POTUS wants to know everything. So Obama was in the loop. I believe in that White House meeting, he's probably the guy who gave the order. And ultimately, I think for that, he's probably the guy who should end up in handcuffs. Now, similarly, he's definitely behind all this community organizer gangsterism, all this Alinsky thuggery that we see on the street. I'm sure that he's celebrating that privately somewhere in Chicago.
Martha sends this note. Scott, something the young man leading the protest in Fargo said is sticking with me. It's not North Dakota, he said, but New Dakota. Seems harmless enough. But as a professor on Fox News explained, that's a key word in Marxist ideology. Wipe out the old, replace it with new. The three people that started Black Lives Matter said in an interview that they are followers of Marxism. This ideology includes wiping God out of our lives. People of faith should be aware this bullying of America will be coming for you next. Your thoughts on that?
A Russian dissident about not quite a century ago, Igor Shafarevich, he said, listen, don't think that the socialists are going to come only for your money. That's kind of a mistake. They're going to come for your property, they're going to destroy the family, and they're going to destroy the church. Those are three institutions that socialists always target. And that shows ultimately that they're not just against markets or capitalists. They're also against Christianity. They're against ultimately the whole structure of Western civilization. This partly explains, by the way, why they would knock down, say, a monument to Lincoln. Why Lincoln? Lincoln's the guy who freed the slaves. But nevertheless, Lincoln is part of this larger superstructure of Western society. That's what they want to pull down. That's their real target.
Last question from the audience, and my final question for you, Dinesh. This one says, ask Dinesh what he thinks about Trump's chances.
Trump's chances, I think, are actually quite good. Certainly, Trump can't run as easily on the sort of on the booming economy because of coronavirus. But I think people understand why the economy cratered, why it was brought to a standstill. It's who's going to be more likely to bring it back. More importantly, I think Trump can say to the American people, I am what stands between you and all this chaos that the Democrats are unleashing. There's no Democratic-run area that can be considered a desirable place to live. And so that's what they want to do to all of America. That's what they will do to all of America if we let them. But I think at the end of the day, the American people will not let them.
Okay, I agree with you on that point. I feel a little less confident in that opinion, as I said, after COVID and some of the other things we've watched, where people just stand back and forget what the Constitution is all about. I'm glad you have confidence. What are you asking of people? If we're listening to you saying we agree, thank God there is somebody like Dinesh D'Souza out there saying this stuff, because I connect with it, I believe it, he's right, I want to fight for it. What can the average person do?
Well, if you are willing to help me to get my message out, I think I've created the messaging that will help Trump get across the finish line, that will help the Republicans, but I don't have as big a megaphone as ABC or CBS. So the kind of people who listen to your show and other show, they're my megaphone. So the most important thing you could do for me in this fight is to help put out the information, share it as widely as possible, use every means at your disposal to get it out. And that way, I think we ultimately, collectively build as big a megaphone as the other side has.
Buy the book, United States of Socialism, who's behind it, why it's evil, how to stop it, and get ready for the movie Trump Card coming early in August. Can't wait. Dinesh, always a pleasure chatting with you. Thanks so much, sir.
Thank you very much.
He is a treasure.
Oh, yeah, nothing but truth bombs there.
You know, all the discussion about Barack Obama and what he believed and what he stood for, you know, you heard so much noise. It was hard to sort out fact from fiction and what was it. His movie, was that the 2016 movie about Obama where he talked about his brother and kind of brought you back to Kenya and talked about how the worldview, I mean, it was basically his brother explaining Barack Obama. And the brother basically explained Obama as saying it wasn't so much that he wanted to bring America down, he wanted to even the playing field. I mean, he saw America as bad and having done things to these other countries, so he wanted a level playing field. He wanted us, you know, level with them. So I guess that is bringing us down to their level, but it really brought you inside the kind of thinking that Barack Obama had. And honestly, this divisiveness that we have in race, it is the product of 8 years of Barack Obama. I mean, Black Lives Matter started under Barack Obama. This was all under his watch. He didn't bring America together. He wasn't a healer. He divided it worse than ever. We're still paying the price. I'm electing a community organizer.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Hometown cooking. Nothing like it. And you know what? It's waiting for you now at a PetroServe USA location near you. That's right. They're open and serving great grab-and-go homemade food. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. And great food, like the 4-for-4 special. Every day, a hot stuff personal pan pizza, two of the best cookies in town, and a 20-ounce drink, yours, for just $4. 4-for-4. Come on in to PetroServe USA.
For years, Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Now you can pair monster power with total control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors. With the AutoCommand CVT from New Holland, this transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speed with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 AutoCommand tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
In part today by our friends at DAC Diesel, Bismarck Diesel Repair Shop, but they're doing trucks and tractors and semi-trucks from all over the region because they do it and they do it well. So if you got a project you need it fixed, you want to run it again, or you want to make take on a little maintenance so you keep things rolling great, whatever it is, keep you rolling down the road, the maintenance saves you so much money. Just saves you just ridiculous amounts of money. I mean, you might say, I'm just going to wait till it breaks. Don't. No, don't. Not when it's your livelihood. The dollars it could cost you. And they're just really, really into diesel. They just know the diesel game better than anybody. And if you don't believe me, call them. Throw anything at them in the way of a problem. They'll take care of it. They have some great additives, too, to get you some better mileage. 701-258-5011. Some great products there. 701-258-5011 or online at DACDiesel.com. CJ and the team working hard as we speak. All right. A few texts to get to. Welcome your calls as well. I have no guests till the top of the hour, meaning it's just you, whatever's on your mind. Chris Larson, our producer, I'll tell him every now and then, I say, just easy, boy, easy, easy.
Sit it down now.
You don't have to book a million guests for the show. We can leave a little time. Producers like to book guests, you know, and that's kind of their thing. And I'm sometimes bad, too. Oh, let's get to it. We got to get them on. But,
Well, some of them should be, but, you know.
Yeah. You know what? I want to have a panel of cops soon.
There you go. Love
and just to get inside, like, because if I was a cop in Chicago this weekend, and they're having this record-high crime wave, I mean, I think I'd just say, look, I'm not going to get in the middle of your fight. Because as soon as I do, then I'm the racist.
Yep.
Then I'm in jail. And meanwhile, you know, it's so easy to debunk this stuff, folks. Black lives matter, right? Black lives were snuffed out this weekend in Chicago in record numbers.
Which black lives matter exactly is the question there, I think.
And guess what? Nobody's protesting today. Nobody's breaking windows. Why? Don't those black lives matter? I guess not.
No.
So when you can paint a narrative that cops are bad and they're out to get people of color, then it matters. It doesn't matter when a three-year-old little girl is caught in the crossfire, sitting in a car, by the way, not like, you know, wandering on the street, in a car, driving, dead. It's just ridiculous. Can you play that guy again, the anti-crime activist from Chicago? Because he nailed it. He absolutely nailed it. From Chicago this weekend, he's speaking yesterday to say, stop! We've got to stop this stuff. This is ridiculous.
Here he is.
I put myself...
Obviously, that's the police chief they're talking about. This is the gentleman.
Where's the outrage? Where's the outrage for this three-year-old that was killed? The same type of outrage when George Floyd was killed by the police in Minneapolis. There should be 30, 40, 50,000 people on the streets right now shutting down the black community until we get it right. Black men need to shut down the black community until we get it right.
There you go. Let's do that. Let's shut down the community here and let's get it right. Let's agree on all Black Lives Matter. You do know this, folks, right? I mean, I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but if we were to assess every statistic related to African Americans and violence and crime and everything else, black on black crime is, I forget how many zillion percent higher than any law enforcement officer on black crime, number one. So the real problem is black on black crime. But we don't hear about that because it doesn't fit the narrative. Dean in Williston, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just I don't even know where to start with it. But the racism thing, it's me, is just getting totally out of hand. I mean, this morning on CBS Morning News, they're trying to make the coronavirus racist now, talking about how it doesn't affect proportionately. To me, if you want to help stop racism, just stop making everything racial. I mean, it's not. I mean, the George Floyd thing, I mean, it just instantly turned racial instead of just a dumb cop doing something he shouldn't have done to another person instead of another black person. I mean, I would think, you know, if I was black, I wouldn't want to be labeled all the time. And that's just about all I have to say on it.
Well, you said it well, Dean. Thank you. Good common sense there, coming from Williston today. Richard's in Fargo. What's on your mind, Richard?
Hey, Scott. You know, I listened to Dinesh D'Souza, and I listened to Hannity and your show and Rush, and you hear all this stuff, you know, all this evidence and all this stuff they have on Hillary, on Comey, on Barack, and it's frustrating because these Democrats, at the drop of a dime, can hold hearings, have trials, do whatever they want, and nothing ever happens to these people. So let me ask you this, Scott. Do you remember back in the housing crisis, all these banks and stuff, they said too big to fail? Is that what we have here? Too big to arrest? Too big to charge? Is it just going to turn into something where a couple of underlings get a slap on the wrist? And I say that because all this stuff is just, is probably just as bad as the stuff that was done. In other words, all this talk about all these things that they've done and nothing's ever going to happen to them, all it's doing is stirring up America. I'd have more respect for them if they just say, you know what, too big to charge, we can't do nothing, we just need to drop it and move on.
Yeah, I understand.
You hear what I'm saying?
I do. I absolutely do, and I understand your frustration. I mean, think of what we do for a living here, right? You bring these issues out, you talk about them, and how does it get fixed? It's a totally different subject that has nothing to do with corruption in government, at least, but it might have something to do with corruption in big business. But I think the same thing about Packers right now and the battle with ranchers. I think all we do is talk about this. How long have we been talking about this? Now, to the credit of the Trump administration, there is actually an investigation underway, right? And people are actually being interviewed.
Right.
So maybe we'll get to something, but it's like, you know, you talk about it, you talk about it, you talk about it, but nothing, you know, gets swept under the rug. So I think that's why we pray, Richard. I think that's why we pray, especially as it pertains to people trying to rip at the fabric of the United States of America.
Well, you know, and then we always hear, you know, the Republicans, give us the House, give us the Senate, give us the presidency. We'll take care of this stuff. And nothing gets done. Which
you know why?
Makes me go,
you know why? You know why they don't get done? In my view, we don't fight.
Why is that?
Like, we don't fight like they fight.
Right.
Republicans, by and large, not all, but by and large, sort of come from a whatever they did. They're stepping into public service and they're helping. They're not lifetime career folks. Democrats, it's a career. Chuck Schumer, what else is he going to do? Right. I mean, Nancy Pelosi.
Right.
I don't think we fight with anywhere near enough of the vigor that we need to, given what we're up against. Because,
right. Yeah,
you're right. If we had the House now, we'd have a lot less headaches. But I don't know. We had the House, and we didn't exactly fight, did we?
No, they didn't.
That's why Trump's
alone, you know.
He is. And that's why he's so valuable, because he's not afraid to fight, and he calls it just like he sees it. I mean, the media is every bit of vile today as they were during the, you know, George W. Bush era. Right? They hated George W. Bush. Called him a dunce. Right? They hated Dick Cheney. He was evil. But they didn't fight back. They just played the game. Trump fights back. I think that's the answer. Thanks.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Shootings at a Juneteenth celebration last night in Charlotte, North Carolina, leaving at least two people dead and seven others wounded, according to the Deputy Police Chief Johnny Jennings.
What started out as something positive on Friday has escalated into this, and now we're looking at least two deceased.
Jennings says five other people were injured when they were struck by vehicles when the chaos broke out. They're looking for what may be multiple shooters. Senior presidential advisor Kevin Hassett is reportedly leaving the White House before the summer is over. Hassett previously served on the White House Economic Council and returned this spring to assist with President Trump's response to the coronavirus pandemic. Existing home sales still plunging amid the pandemic. The National Association of Realtors just reporting a drop of 9.7% in May. This is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
U.S. to China on June 25th. Pardon me for,
you're not going to be
thinking, I'm not going to be hopping that flight.
Okay.
No, thank you.
Thank God.
Not going over to the origination of the Chinese virus.
Well, exactly. You can't call it the Chinese virus.
Somebody asked me this weekend, they said, do you think that was intentional? I mean, do they mean to do it? I said, well, I don't know. I don't know that any of us do, related to, like, the actual virus. In other words, was it cooked up in a Petri dish to unleash us? I don't know. I don't necessarily think so. I haven't seen
enough evidence about that. How can you be surprised by anything anymore, you know?
Well, true. But I do believe that once it got out, because it was mishandled in this lab that was trying to be the CDC, that they horribly bungled it. The boyfriend of the researcher, you know, got it from her, goes to the market, spreads from the market. But here's the criminal part of it. Wuhan, China was shut down. They literally let nobody in, nobody out. With the exception of the airport, you couldn't fly anywhere in China from Wuhan, a hop, skip, and a jump, but you could fly to the United States of America. And you could fly to Italy. I'm not sure why they picked those two countries. I know why they picked the U.S. They said, this is going to be a mess. So if our economy is going to be screwed up, let's screw up their economy, too.
Well, and Italy had the big breakout, too. That's the other problem.
Yeah. Thank you, China. I'd send them a bill is what I'd do. Here's what we had to dole out in relief. I'd have a bunch of class action suits against them. Let me tell you about the University of Mary before you get back to the phone calls and texts on anything on your mind today at 800-228-0550. Listen up. If you serve this country, the University of Mary now wants to serve you, because the University of Mary is a military-friendly school with online and in-person classes available for busy adults. In addition to their campus in Bismarck, they make it their mission to prepare you for promotion in the military or success in a civilian career. To do so, they offer a number of services specifically for military students, like that full support team. They all have extensive military backgrounds. They focus just on you. They understand your concerns. They support you in your desire to advance to the next step of your life. Personal care. They are dedicated to your success. They have a military services team that walks you through every step as you start your exciting new mission of higher education. So they're there, right alongside you. Scholarship, reimbursements, credit for prior learning. They make your education affordable and work with you to maximize the use of tuition assistance and VA education benefits. Classes are starting all the time at the University of Mary. They're ready to serve you. Get started today. Connect with a member of the military services team at online.umary.edu/military services. We're awaiting a Supreme Court decision on abortion today. I hope their string of stinkers doesn't continue here with this one today. They did rule already this morning on a challenge to the president's authority on steel tariffs. And the Supreme Court did not take that up, which would be a victory for the Trump administration. Grant in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Grant.
Hey, Scott. Susan was spot on, probably the best guest you've had to bring on, and actually that's helping us out, learning, and getting us to be able to fight the good fight against all the stuff that's going on. And, you know, we have our elected officials are fighting in their capacity with how they have to do it, whatever you want to call it. But this was the best guy I've heard on your program in a while. And we need more of them like that on here. You're starting to kind of come around saying we need some fighters, and that's what it is. Because this is not going to go away. We need to keep the boots to them, if you know what I mean.
Did you ever think that I wasn't for us fighting for the greatest country on the face of the earth and defending it in our own ways, in our own homes?
No. Yeah. No, but I like seeing you get a little bit more. You're getting a little bit more. What do I want to say?
Feisty.
We need more of it. Because we just can't sit. You can't. We're at the point where you cannot argue with these people anymore. You can't. You can barely have a conversation. And you're immediately labeled racist, bigot, homophobic, everything. And this is exactly how they shut you down. And we got to figure this out. Otherwise, it's going to keep rolling on the way it is. It's unraveling our whole country.
You said something very key about Dinesh D'Souza, Grant, and that is, you know, people like Dinesh, this is what they do for a living. So they're unpacking all this, they're pulling all these strings. You and I got a job to do, right? We have businesses, we have families to provide for, we have things we need to take care of. You can't possibly do that on your own. So someone like that is a great educator of, here's the facts I found. Now, he's not trying to indoctrinate you. He's trying to say, here's what I found. You want to do something about it? Or you want to ignore it? It's up to you. But it's great information, and for people who have the time to do it, that hopefully can motivate us to say, well, what am I going to do? It's not enough to vote. I better, you know, start talking to people in my own family to say, you know, really? Do you realize what's going on here? You know, and sometimes that's not fun, but it's part of fighting the battle, I guess, right?
That's true. Yeah, I just wanted to comment that was a really good guest. We need more of them like that, guys that aren't afraid to just—he was calling it out. I mean, that was great. They're gonna fight like this. We got to fight back. I mean, it's gonna be scary. It's gonna be challenging. But hey, we're either gonna do this or our grandkids are not gonna have a country at all. You got to think about that.
Before I let you go, I want you to respond to this next text for me. Okay, you go ahead. Okay. Given you got the fighter spirit, I'm getting there, and maybe you can respond. Chaos. Trump is chaos. We are going to turn him out. The great majority of the electorate is not as radicalized as Trump's base. I think we just got called radicalized, Grant. It looks like socialism, Marxism, and Black Lives Matter were in your morning briefing. Not sure what that means. What would you respond to this? This is Roger in Minot.
You know, the more and more this goes on, there's a lot of people that I've talked to that say, you know, I was, you know, kind of don't really like him, or they still don't like him, but they're still going to vote for him. And because he just, like you said, he's not your career politician, and that's what I say. He's not a career politician. He didn't need this job. He took it on himself to lead this country out of where we were going, because it's been going that direction for 30 years. And he's helping us out for more generations. And it's like you always say, too, he is standing in between us and them. And if it wasn't anybody else, we'd have a heck of a time, you know, with this whole COVID thing. I mean, this whole country would be probably shut down.
But all these things he's unearthed, when you think about it, even if you hate Trump, if you dislike Trump, pick your favorite president. Was it Bill Clinton then? Was it Barack Obama? Was it JFK? Whatever. Pick your favorite president. Put him in Trump's spot and then have the deep state do to him what's been done to Trump. Ask yourself what you think of that. Now, there's no way to defend this. Say again?
The only other president that laid his life down for his country to fix this was Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
And I just don't understand why people don't understand. Well, the whole thing is history. Everyone's forgot their history. They haven't been taught it. Now it's our job, again, to learn history over the right history, because that's what we're trying to do is rewrite the whole history book.
I believe the following, and I will take it to my grave as one of my core beliefs. Maybe someday I'll find out whether I'm right or wrong. But Abe Lincoln was president of the United States for one reason only. And that's because God wanted him there at a time when we needed it as a country in a huge divide. And you think about what he did and the faith he had. It was phenomenal. Okay? So then, fast forward to the 45th president of the United States. He doesn't need this. Like you said, he doesn't need this. Successful business guy. This is not about, you know, favor or trying to get invited to parties or anything. He's a fixer. He's a fixer that fought the really big guys in New York City. He's a small developer in New York size. He's like Ada compared to New York City in the size of developers, right? So, I mean, he's more like an Ada developer than a New York City developer. I mean, still billions, but so he sets all that aside and runs for president. And what does he do? He defeats 14 household names as Republicans. He goes on to defeat the Clinton machine, defeat the media, everybody. I mean, go back to election night and watch it. There's one reason Donald Trump is president. God. Mm-hmm. God. There's no other explanation. You can't come up with a political explanation. You can't put enough maps together to try and figure out nothing. There's no other way to explain it. So this is why I don't worry so much, because I believe he is fighting a battle for us. He really is. Now, I could be completely wrong. It could be crazy. Maybe he's part of what leads to the destruction of America. I don't think so, but
when the choices are Donald Trump or,
you know, the rapidly rising.
I'm sorry, Donald Trump all day.
The thing. Exactly right. Grant, I'll give you the last word. Anything else you want to say?
No, that was. Like I said, that was one of your best guests. It'd be great if you could have a couple guys on there, just putting up a good fight. Like, I mean, really, you could. They actually have some grit. I mean, we need some guys that have that true grit. I mean, come on, we need to, and like I said, educate ourselves, get these books that these guys have out there, and just read them quickly. And, you know, it's busy. Everyone's busy, but it's like we're either going to do this or we're not, and we're going to lose it all.
You got to
remember that.
You can't be too busy for your country, or pretty soon everything you care about's gone, too. Grant, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Let's see who's next. Ron in Bismarck. Go ahead, Ron.
That was Rod.
Oh, Rod. Hi, Rod. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Last week you had mentioned about statistics regarding the number of black abortions in this country, and that you thought they were probably a higher percentage of the total than the population. And so I did do some research last week and did find that this is for 2017, and these statistics come from the Johnston Archive. And basically, for black population, they make up probably 12 to 14% of the U.S. population. The number of abortions for 2017 was 295,000 out of 851,000, or 34.7%. So your assumption was correct that the statistics do indicate that they do have a much higher proportion of abortions, you know, compared to the population than any other race.
Rod, do you remember any Black Lives Matter protests at abortion clinics?
Of course not. But anyway, I write letters to the editor of the Bismarck Tribune on different subjects. I'm retired, so I have time to do that, to help out with the fight against the liberals and the socialism that's being promoted. So I appreciate your last caller, and good for Trump, and hope he stays in office for another 4 years.
All right, and I'm going to look forward to your research showing up in an op-ed in the Bismarck Tribune. And send it around to the other papers. They could use it too, Rod. Thank you. Paul and Grand Forks, you're next. Don't go away.
Got dips in your sidewalk?
Is your driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete.
At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got the solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry time with longer lasting results. Polyjacking from Precision Concrete Cutters, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to pccnd.com.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Tioga, a place to grow, a place rooted in small-town values and budding with big ideas, a place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant Main Street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC. Overstock the huge special purchase of off-lease GM program cars and sport utilities. Enclaves, Acadias, Yukons, Malibus, Cruises. Some of this view is 5,000 miles payments as low as $199 a month. All with our lifetime warranty. Over 150 pre-owned to choose from. We can trade in your vehicle even if you still owe money on it. If you don't like it, trade it. SchwannBuickGMC.com, where your warranty lasts a lifetime. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Dr. Alveda King was down in Tulsa, Oklahoma over the weekend. You know why? She wants Donald Trump to be president of the United States. You know, she's the niece.
What?
She's the niece of Martin Luther King.
How could that possibly be?
I know. I've interviewed the woman before. She's a treasure. She's a pro-life warrior. Just amazing. She said, as President Trump works toward building a more perfect union, America can dream again. Immediately after Floyd's brutal death, speaking of George Floyd, Trump made clear that he is fully committed to ensuring justice will be served for George and his family. That he will not have died on that gray pavement in vain. Chicago Sun-Times. Chicago saw its highest number of gun violence in a single weekend this year. 102 people shot across the city from Friday evening to this morning, early this morning. 14 of them fatally. 5 of those killed minors. 5 children were killed. Where's the rallies? Where's the protests? Where's the outrage?
No. Those lives don't matter. Only the black lives that are killed by police officers, bad police cops, matter.
The promise now is to, what should we do? Defund police departments. Oh, thank you very much. The city of Minneapolis, every single member of the city council in Minneapolis voted to defund the police. They want to disband the police department.
Oh, my. Now, knows how many shootings have already been in CHOP in Seattle?
Yep. More this weekend. And folks, by the way, if you want to see the value of Donald Trump as president and what a business acumen means, look at his resume and then look at the resume of every single member of the Minneapolis City Council. I can't find a real job among any of them. There's like 15 of them on there. None of them have a real job. They're all community organizers.
That's because people with real jobs wouldn't want to be on that darn council.
Crazy. Paul in Grand Forks, let's get you in here. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm watching what's going on, and I look at what's happened in Minneapolis and Fargo, and I don't see a lot of reporting on what happens to the people who did all that. I mean, are they arrested? Are they prosecuted? How about a scorecard on how many were arrested and how many are prosecuted and what happened?
And where are at any of these riots, you mean, or any specific one you want that answer for?
I would say the major riots in Minneapolis and the one in Fargo where they busted up a bunch of stuff. Nowhere near what happened in Minneapolis, but because we got on it good. But I just feel like that's a note that nobody ever talks about. It's the big elephant in the room. I went back and tried to look for Ferguson, what happened there, and how many were prosecuted. Darn few.
This is where that's part of the problem. No doubt about it. You're absolutely right. You're onto something, because this is an area where local law enforcement can work well with federal law enforcement, because if the charges are done properly. In other words, you're not just saying, oh, what's the big deal, getting a misdemeanor, they're going to leave anyway. Actually, whatever the charges, charge them. And I think it's if they have 3 of those and then there is a federal charge, like the fourth time, they could be put up for longer time. I forget what it is. We should ask Drew Wrigley, the U.S. attorney, what the rules are there. But I know there's a way that the feds and the locals can work together and that some of these things they're doing, and guess what? They'll stop doing them. If they know misdemeanor, boom, now I'm up for federal charges and I can do hard time, they'll stop doing it. They keep doing it because they get by with it now. Slap on the wrist.
That's right. There's no consequences for bad behavior. That's the...
You going to find a sympathetic judge over there, though?
Yeah, I don't know. You should. Remember, Bismarck was a mess in Morton County with people arrested at Dapple. I mean, it was not good. You know, they got off way easier than they should, because
you can't
I guarantee
get a sentence,
you,
a harsh sentence handed down if you don't have a judge to hand it down.
You have the judges. There's no doubt about it. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate the call. Texter says, hey, people need to realize that BLM and Democrats don't want to fix any of these problems. They think this way to get the power.
Exactly.
Like your fabulous guest said, it's the intimidation of us they are using, says Kerry. Smart lady.
That's government to me. That Army Corps thing with Kevin Cramer and the border wall spelled that out finally and perfectly for me, that you can't fix problems in Washington. I mean, then what would they do?
They don't want walls, but what does CHOP put up right away?
Oh, there's that.
Here's another great analogy from a listener. Some people did something, quoting Ilhan Omar. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
9/11. Yep.
Some people did something. Yeah.
Well, then I say some people made some statues. Only thing is, the people who did something killed thousands of people. The people who made the statues and the statues themselves did not. Very good
there
point.
You go. There
some
you
people
go.
They did some things. Yeah, whatever, right? Well, why aren't we saying that about the statues? Again, we're the target here. We are the target. Texter says, I've heard BLM people saying that only black police officers should patrol black neighborhoods.
Ah!
So they want to bring back segregation? Go back to what everyone was fighting
exactly.
to end?
Exactly.
50, 60 years ago? Oh, my God. You can't make it up.
You can't.
Texter says, I love your show and appreciate you guys telling it like it is. Please don't ever be scared off. Always do the right thing. You are our last line of sanity. You up to that job, Todd? The last
I think
line
I'm
of sanity.
Insane now, but
that's us, by
that's
God.
That's why you're here.
That's why we're here. For the whole crew here, Todd Mitchell, Kevin Flynn, Chris Larson, Dan the man on the phones, God bless you. See you tomorrow.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk, Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire. There's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today. 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.